The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. A day of work enclosed in the garden is pretty hard to top. Everything you're working with is alive. The soil, the plants, the bugs, and all the invisibles moving in the ground and in the air. And I'm alive, too. When you first walk out there, it doesn't always start out so great. My initial take on the spring mudflat this year was more daunting than inspiring. Soggy clay and mats of dead stuff flattened from snow. The mental image of how the garden looks in July, riotous, overflowing, just made me tired. It was like looking at the universe before the Big Bang. Who was going to do all that work? Turn over the ground, repair the fence and the irrigation, add the manure, plant what, where? I'm not getting any younger, you know. For a half-hearted start, I grabbed a fork and stuck it in at the edge of a bed and pulled back. Not enough to turn the ground over, just a little fluff. Did it again and again, and before I was cold or tired or bored, a dotted line of fork jabs marked the edges of where the raised beds belong. Gone was the mudflat. Inside the bounds of those rectangles, the garden promised to occur. When each bed announces itself as a framed canvas, it doesn't say, work, work, work. It exhales its potential, asks for just a few more brushstrokes so it can continue its time-lapse artwork of bounty. You work on the garden an hour or so, it works on itself 24/7. Alive things do that. They're always different tomorrow. You want to see it again. And then, while you're out there, real quick, you might plant a few peas. Yesterday, I was transplanting broccoli starts and imagining what it's like to be a broccoli start. It's a little crowded in that flat, roots cramped like feet in two small shoes, ever-growing leaves jostling and competing with the neighbors for sunlight. But they are the neighbors, been together since birth. Whatever it is you are, that's what they are, too. And then suddenly, and for no reason, you're ripped apart, jostled, maybe even turned upside down with your roots flailing in the air and then plopped in a vast, lonely space and given a good drenching. Terrible shock. But wait, not bad. There's food and water down by the feet, which have lost the confines of those too tight shoes. The leaves can spread wide as well as tall. Makes for a little shifting and unkinking in the shoulders. It's like having an earthquake that improves everything. By morning, all the plants have a different stature, more settled, more adult. They no longer say, I am a little living thing figuring out how to be alive. They say, I am broccoli. You say, plants don't talk. I say, the beauty of the garden is that it lets you think whatever you're going to think. And yesterday, even though I was certainly thinking about broccoli and beans, I was thinking about that North Carolina preacher I heard on the radio the other morning, the one who said that the thing to do with all those lesbians, queers, and homosexuals was to round them up and stick them inside a big electric fence and drop food on them from airplanes until they die out. He said it a couple of times, and each time, the congregation gave him a laugh. I kept thinking about that fence, fencing in, fencing out. Mr. Preacher himself is fenced onto this planet by gravity, and I wonder, in his theory, after his program is complete, and all of those lesbians, queers, and homosexuals have died out at his hand, how his fence is going to protect him from the wrath of all those bones. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.